The Monroe County Landmarks Commission recently submitted a letter to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. The group opposes the latest proposed route for the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which cuts very close to a historic Mineral Springs hotel. Mary Pearl Compton is a former state legislator and a current member of the Monroe County Landmarks Commission.
Well, the reason we really got involved, and early on we were not going to get involved, but then when they changed the Mountain Valley Pipeline from the proposed route to the alternate route, it came right through Sulphur Springs Historical District.
MVP recently released a new alternative route, which puts the pipeline through a hill that sits just behind the historic Sulphur Springs Hotel. During the 1800s, the mineral spring waters of Sulphur Springs were famous for their supposed healing powers, and the Sulphur Springs Hotel was built in 1820.
And the resort at Sulphur Springs, much of it is still standing, post office, store, part of the main building, the ballroom.
The resort closed in the 1920s, but the hotel was later restored. The hotel is owned by Betty Farmer. She hosts events inside the ballroom and many weddings outside on the lawn.
All of that is still there. Now, Sulphur Springs was one of the springs that sprang up throughout this eastern section of West Virginia.
The gas pipeline would be buried, but the Historic Commission says that they don't want the pipeline to run within view of this historic district. They say that the 75-foot right-of-way that would be cut along the route would affect the view from the historic hotel. They also say that they're concerned that the construction of a 9-foot-deep trench might obstruct the flow of the mineral springs underground.
We believe that this is not the right route and that another route should be selected, because the cultural attachment in Monroe County and to a lot of West Virginians and people all over the country is very important to us, not only the cultural impact, but particularly the historical impact.
Another concern for many of the county's residents is that the area's porous karst topography makes this a dangerous location for a pipeline. That's because under the ground here are many, many sinkholes, streams, and caves. One example of the karst in Monroe County is Scott Hollow Cave, which is the third longest cave in West Virginia, with a length of 24 miles. Mountain Valley Pipeline Company spokeswoman Natalie Cox says that her company is in the early phases of surveying.
It can be constructed safely. It can be maintained safely in this type of topography. And what Mountain Valley has done is hired a third-party karst topography expert, if you will, to do analysis along not only the proposed route, but the alternative routes as well.
That engineering consulting company is Draper Aiden Associates, located in Blacksburg, Virginia. Meanwhile, the Mountain Valley Pipeline Company has other issues before it can continue to survey the proposed and alternative pipeline routes. Last month, MVP filed suit against 100 West Virginians demanding access to their land for surveying. The result of this case will likely create a precedent for future eminent domain cases like this one in West Virginia. According to the Mountain Valley Pipeline website, the company is still planning on sending its formal pipeline proposal to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission by October of this year. According to an economic benefit report that MVP commissioned by FTI Consulting, the pipeline is projected to generate about 8,000 jobs in West Virginia between 2015 and 2018. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Union.